Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Seems can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Tonight, Game 7, the Stanley Cup Final. Panthers, Oilers. 8 o'clock and some change. Puck drop tonight from Amerant Bank Arena.
A lot of change.
A lot of change. The third championship in South Florida sports history that will be decided by a Game 7. The Marlins, 1997. Good. Heat, 2013. Good. We'll see tonight.
I like that, though. It's in our favor. History is in our favor.
Has been in our favor. Has been in our favor.
Yeah.
This and look, it was a very close game, Game 7, and the Spurs very spirited. Mm. At that time, everybody thought they were going to get blown out Game 7 because of how broken they were from Game 6.
Yep.
Marlins, incredible comeback in Game 7, in a very, very tight Game 7. And they were able to pull it off, of course, Edgar Renteria.
Mm.
But we'll see tonight.
This is a batter. Craig Counsell was the scorer.
Craig Counsell scored. Edgar Renteria. Liner up the middle off Charles Nagy's glove.
Mm. Classic.
LeBron James, big time jumper to seal it up in Game 7. Big game from, of course, Shane Battier.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Was that six threes?
Six threes from Shane Battier.
Needed that.
I believe only four players scored for the Heat in that game. I think it was LeBron, Wade, Chalmers, Battier.
That's it.
Jeez. It's a really weird box score.
Verhage, Barkov. And who else? We need one more score. Sam Bennett?
I'll take that.
We got to go with Rodriguez. Come on.
Erod. So, yeah, tonight, Game 7 is a huge one. Obviously, it doesn't get any bigger than this, man. And nerves are high and tight. But I am still excited, Leroy. I don't care. Like, we just got to get there.
Right, but here's what
I just need. It's just a lot of time. It's a lot of time.
Here's what we need. Can I just tell you, as a player, and you spend all year. So think about this. Football is such that all the games started at 12 o'clock in Minnesota, right? So you get up 6 o'clock, you got a routine, you go to the stadium, you get your little warm up, ready to go 12 o'clock. That's 1 o'clock your time. Then you go and you play in the playoffs and you have that 4 o'clock game or the 3:30 game, which is not bad because you periodically you play one of the late games. We played a lot of late games. Still not a problem. But that 8 or 9 o'clock game, that Monday night game or that Thursday night game, whoo, goodness.
It's a lot of time.
Now, these guys are used to playing that night.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you, sitting around all day, it's like, let's say, hey, Harold, you want to watch a movie? Nah, dog, I'm ready to hit somebody. I'm like, well, we can't hit nobody right now, dog. We gotta calm down. We gotta time it up.
It's a fair counterpoint by you.
we can't hit nobody right now. And if you come over here, it's gonna be a ruckus. So let's not, like, yeah.
You guys wanna hear something adorable?
Yeah, I would love to.
It's... out of your mouth? Sure.
No, it's not out of my mouth, actually.
No, will it help you?
I don't know.
Okay.
Hard to say.
So Will Manso received a voicemail, which I think is adorable. Like somebody's still calling up the newsroom.
Yeah.
Dude, can I say this? How long have we known each other, Tobin?
Yeah, 8-9 years. We've known each other. I mean, we've known each other for a long time. We've done a show together for almost a decade. Yeah.
Wait. Have I ever left you a voice?
No.
Like, I called Tobin, and my whole thought is, he'll see my name show up. He'll call me back. Like, I ain't leaving no voicemail.
I don't leave voicemails either. The only person I think I leave voicemails for is maybe my daughter. That's it. She's still new to the phone world. Yeah, so she'll
check that.
She'll respect the voicemail.
Yeah. My daughter tries leaving me voicemails, and I tell people, listen, I see you call, right? Leaving a message, I'm just going to call you back. And if you say, did you check a message, I'm hanging up on you.
Well, you need to, it needs to be like a shot clock. Like, you got 24 seconds. If I see that your voicemail is longer than 24 seconds, I'm not listening.
And now, even more so, if you have an iPhone, you can read the message.
You can read the message. But, like, some people will leave you a voicemail that's like 2 minutes. I'm like, you could do a touchdown drive shorter than this.
What are we doing? Yeah. 2 minutes?
What?
Voicemails are important. Don't discount them as you don't understand. They could potentially be timestamps. One of the last things I have of my father is a voicemail that I sometimes listen to, but it's very random. He's complaining about the plot of Walking Dead.
So there's that.
Yeah. So anytime I'm just like, I miss my dad, I just hear him yelling about the zombies.
Well... Will Manso, I assume...
You get a chuckle out of it every time, right?
I'm assuming this is left at the newsroom, because I don't think Will Manso is giving out his personal phone number.
Gotcha.
But like Will Manso tweeted this out. I have done that before. Will Manso tweeted this out of a lady. She wants a message to get to Sergei Bobrovsky before tonight's game.
Wow.
This is for Will Manso. Will, please tell our Panther goalie to watch out for the chip. The first and second time they come up close to the net, they're going to chip it. And that is going to go over Brovsky's head into the net. So he's to watch out for that. Thank you. Bye.
Wow. Oh, she's an Islander.
This message. Thank you, please.
Okay, so you say bye, but then you're like, one more bye.
P.S. P.S.
P.S.
P.S. Hey, make sure he gets his message.
You can't. There is no P.S. in voicemail.
I felt like that was great advice, though, to be honest.
She was an Islander, which is also.
That was an old Jamaican. An old Jamaican woman with some. I don't even know what that is. What, a chip shot? That's
a chippy. They're going to get him with the chip shot.
I tell you what, if that's the first goal attempt by
Edmonton, I'm going to lose my mind.
I'm going to go crazy.
See, that is what hockey has done. This is spreading the love of the game.
That is amazing.
Well, so we know that we got fans.
Focus.
You know the fans got fans.
Yeah. Focus.
Well, that would have been something. if she would have said, tell him to stay focused.
Focused.
I really tried being positive throughout that game. On Friday. I really did. No, that's not true. I really did. I really did. I really did.
Nothing. But I was really. Tobin needs to get shot by a tranquilizer gun like the Panthers going down 3-1.
Yeah, but at the time they weren't down 3-1 yet. I didn't feel deflated until going into the third period. Actually, that's not true. I felt deflated after they took a goal away from us nefariously.
Nefariously, dude. It was 2-1.
You want to know how I know it wasn't? Mm. This has been such an Oilers broadcast. When they came on, and be like, I'm going to tell you, probably a Panthers good goal. I was like, really? Because I thought for sure he was going to get up there, that dude, whoever he is, Hockey Steve Javy. I thought for sure he was going to get up there and be like, nah, that's offsides. He's like, I got to tell you. Looks like a good goal to me. I was like, woo-hoo-hoo. But of course, they're in the hockey den there in Edmonton. Of course, they were going to wave it off because nobody wants to feel that rush quite like the referee who wipes away a road goal.
So dramatic.
No goal.
How could we see that millimeter offside? But when Draisaitl leaves his feet,
can't see that.
To concuss our best player. Nope.
Look. I like the fact, too, that they're like, they send Paul Maurice the stills afterwards. He goes, well, I haven't gotten the stills. Oh. Like, the stills. Like, what is this, a murder case? As you can see here, Paul, you can clearly see the white, you know. Huh?
The all worst. Right.
Thanks a lot. Really helps me.
Appreciate that. Technology. Doing great.
You know what, dude? We'll engrave the offsides inside the ring after this. Mm. You know? That's what we'll do. That's what we'll do. Need to get our minds right.
That's right.
Focus.
You know, you need to get your mind right because you're in a bad place right now. We need to get you in a good place for game time.
I'll be in a good place for game time. I know.
What can we do? What can we? Well, we barely made it to 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And you're.
I just said what had to be said about Carter Verhaeghe. I had to say it.
Ah, man.
It had to be said.
But here's the thing.
He knows it. He just needed to hear it.
If he scores in the first period, then.
TTL worked.
Oh, my goodness. Or Carter Verhaeghe is really good, and he turned it around. Like,
but why would he have turned it around now all of a sudden? TTL. That's right.
Because he wants to win the Stanley Cup?
So do I.
You think TTL is more important or winning the Stanley Cup is more important?
Why can't they go hand in hand?
Because
we call that the buddy system.
Oh, so if they win, I can say because I sat in my jacuzzi, they won.
No. What does your jacuzzi have to do with it? Did you give Carter Verhaeghe any advice?
What you say have anything to do with it? It's the same.
I threatened to send him to a non-existing Phoenix club.
And he'll get that message. Will get back to him.
Definitely has.
Right. Then make sure you play the Islanders' message to Bobrovsky.
Well, I would, but you guys won't let me talk to him. You know, I would have talked to him. I would have had him locked in already, but everybody's like, oh, don't talk to Bob. Don't talk to Bob. Don't talk to... And now all of a sudden, where are we now? Now y'all want him gone anyway.
Who wants him gone?
Oh, the ingrates. They all want to yell at me.
The same way you're yelling at Verhaeghe.
He deserves it, dude. Have you seen him?
So they think Bob deserves it.
You walk into that arena, you're like, what's that smell? Woof! Verhaeghe, that's what that is.
But wait. The way you feel about Verhaeghe is the same way people feel about Bob.
Well, one is correct and the other is full of idiots.
Oh, so okay. All right. I got you.
Who do you think's more to blame?
I think the overall team and all these games.
Stop copping out, Leroy. You know,
I've been saying that from the get-go.
Answer the question. I asked you a question straight up, buddy. No. Answer the question. Who... deserves more blame for this right now. Carter Verhaeghe or Sergei Bobrovsky? Pick one.
Wow. Well, if I'm going to have to pick one, I'm going to have to pick up the guy giving up the goals.
Wow. Okay. Look at him.
Wow. Oh, look yeah. You know what? You would.
You've been waiting for this moment. Fake Bob fan. The whole time I knew it. The whole time.
It was a test.
Yep.
You made me pick one.
I knew it.
Typical.
You made me pick one. I didn't want to pick any.
Walla, baby, Walla. Tobin is right. Bob has been put in horrible positions. Verhaeghe freezing whenever he sees the puck. It's very weird.
And I mentioned that when we started, too. Like, everybody who's mad at Bob, look at the people in front of him.
Oof. Well, the answer right now is nobody, because they just decide, hey,
yeah,
hey, Oilers, you want a nice little breakaway? Here you go. Hold on to the damn puck, Panthers.
Yeah.
That's my advice for today.
Well, you've given a lot of advice for today, but one of the many pieces.
I want somebody to leave a plane ticket to Phoenix if Carter Verhaeghe didn't show up tonight. Okay. And he's going to be, what's this? You're going to the Phoenix Coyotes. They don't exist anymore. Exactly.
Rough.
Where are they?
They are moving to Utah.
Utah. Salt Lake City.
Oh. They took our Yotes away.
That sounds like fun. What is the new name?
I don't know. Mm. I thought I saw the Yeti was a finalist, ooh, which I thought was a cool name.
The Yeti.
The Utah Yeti? I love that name.
That is actually.
Is it the Yetis or the Yeti?
Ooh, that's a good question, because the Kraken, ooh, is just one.
Yeah. That's true. Is it like a species of Yetis? Because I feel like there's a species of Bigfoots. Like, there's more than one Bigfoot, but I think there's only one Yeti.
Hmm. Hmm. They announced 6 finalists through an online poll.
Let's get the names. We'll tell you what name to use.
Utah Blizzard.
Ah.
Utah Hockey Club. That stinks.
No.
What the hell is that?
Utah Mammoth.
No.
Utah Outlaws. Kind of rhymes. It's cool.
Utah Outlaw.
Utah Venom.
No, they don't have snakes.
And Utah they Yeti.
They just left the snakes. So it could have been.
Oh, people are saying it's been chosen. It is Utah Hockey Club. That sucks.
What?
That's a terrible name.
Oh, get out of here.
That's a terrible. Well, you're not a soccer club. Like, what is that?
So stupid.
I'm surprised. So they came up with Hockey Club, but still keep the Jazz for Utah.
Yeah.
Everybody else has changed their name when they switch cities, right?
The Hornets kept it for a while.
Yeah.
When they went from Charlotte to New Orleans. They stayed the Hornets.
Yeah,
right.
Because they changed the Charlotte team to the Bobcats.
Ooh, remember that? That was bad.
Bobcats. Oh, back after this.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We got some cat talk coming up against the top of the hour. We're going to talk a little boxing coming up next hour as well. Nico Walsh is going to be fighting on the card down here. On Saturday, ESPN has a card. Teofimo Lopez is in the main event. He is the grandson of Muhammad Ali. So he is going to get to fight in the city that his grandfather became the heavyweight champion of the world, of course, when he was Cassius Clay.
He's Layla's son? Or he has another daughter. I'm not sure.
I don't think it's Layla's. I don't think Layla is his mom. I will look that up, Leroy, for the interview. Good research. I need
because I like I know yeah other kids. I didn't know if they were boys or.
I did this specifically for Schmeath and Schmolnick, by the way, just so I could because he hates when I throw boxing in his face, and I don't care.
Just loves it.
And I need distractions, Schmeath, and I can't just yell at Carter Verhaeghe for 4 hours. I do need some reprieve. You got to give me a break.
Right.
Which
and it's dead time.
But I think this is what he's going to like. I think Schmeath's going to like this segment because this is apparently just people insulting me. So. We made NBA Reddit yesterday, Leroy. Oh, I was alerted to this by one of our listeners, and he goes, hey, you guys are on the front of NBA Reddit. I'm like, that can't be for a good thing.
And it wasn't me.
Because NBA Reddit is not meant for people being nice. It's Reddit.
Yes.
So if you guys missed Friday's show, it was the day of the Celtics parade. And Jason Tatum had made comments, very stupid comments, but whatever. He gets to talk his bleep. He's the winner. Yep. About trips to Miami. It's always easy. You know, he's trying to plagiarize his celebrations. Good for him. So I went on I took some pot shots at Jason Tatum. Yep. Deserved. Fourth most important player on the Celtics. And then, honestly, it turned into a rant of against the Heat front office because I want them to stop all the laughter that's happening at the Heat. So I don't know what clip they put up there, Marcos. I don't know how long the clip is. I just saw our faces, and I did not read the comments.
Oh, yeah. These are good. These are good. There's some of them that hurt me, though. Like, not even aimed at me, but some
did I wait, can I just say, did I get hit by any strays?
So far, nothing specifically about
you.
Because
I was relatively quiet, and I let you do your thing.
Smart. Good move. Good move.
Good move.
Actually, look, we got one right here. Leroy was speaking some truth. And then a response to that comment, you can tell who was a former athlete and who was a hot take artist.
All right, well, hit us with them. What do we got?
We got another one, Leroy, another praise here. Shout out to Leroy for not falling for the bait.
There you go. I've been falling for it for 8 years.
Whoa, there's more.
Can you just give the one time
I didn't fall for it.
Can you just give the title of the blog?
Yeah, let me go. Well, more praise for Leroy. Miami Sports Radio rants about Tatum's comment about Miami trips. They always easy.
Yep.
So,
which is, by the way, not how I titled it on YouTube.
Yeah, apparently.
I titled on YouTube was Miami Heat catch strays from Celtics' fourth most important player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But they found it.
They took some liberties.
But they found it.
The ones that were actually offensive to me as I began to open it up was people in Miami got some bigger things in sports to worry about right now. A lot of other people talking about the fact that the Panthers are about to blow a 3-0 lead. So those are just cheap shots. Of course,
cheap shots. Yeah.
You even got the Panthers taking straight.
I'm sorry. I mean, you know. It did happen in the midst of the show. I apologize.
This is great.
And it was before the game, right? It was before.
It was the day of game six. The day of game six.
But it was before the game. So that wasn't, you know. This is coming out after.
This is Tatum got them two boys mega triggered. And the Leroy dude clearly is the only one who's ever been to therapy.
And therapy?
Someone responded and said, old no neck got all flustered. Jeez, dude. We got a lot of people who are saying, as a Celtics fan, I'm loving this.
Yeah. They probably are.
Yeah, you know, I get it. I get it, but. You know,
listen, there's nothing I love more than grief listening. So
these guys really don't know how pathetic they sound. Wow.
They.
Wow. Yeah,
thanks, folks.
You're welcome.
Whatever to distract from a potentially embarrassing loss in the Stanley Cup final. That's absolutely pathetic. This is borderline sad.
I will not talk hockey for months if this gets blown tomorrow.
We will
be breaking down the Marlins and what they'll do about the loss of Braxton Garrett.
Someone calls you a bootleg Lebatard.
It's kind of a compliment.
Someone else said, give me their tears.
Oh, no!
I do hate that one. I do hate that one. Someone says you kind of sound like Zach Lowe. Miami runs were flukes. Everybody knows this. They were never real contenders. This is just embarrassing.
If they're runs plural, are they allowed to be flukes?
That's true. There's more than one.
Don't you box yourself in with that?
I'm a little confused by this one. Look at this fat ass. Just look.
Wow.
Okay. They don't even come with the clever stuff like Schmeathen.
Leroy, someone's coming for you. I like the, oh, this must be, you must have said some body-shaming things about Derek White. I like the bald guy getting a hairline crack on Derek White. You're making fun of someone's haircut.
What, did they put up the whole segment?
They must have, dude. Who listens to this? This is the JV version of Sass.
Sass? Stephen A. Smith?
I guess so, yeah. Mm. Tatum, I'm making sure these dudes still have a job. What a champ. Tobin, a face for radio for sure.
Agreed.
So messed up.
Does that Handsome. Mean I have a face for TV?
I guess so.
And then say you.
The say whiny me. Loud guy is so Florida. I'm assuming that's you, too.
I agree with that.
I'm assuming that's you as well. Where is Frog Boy? Miss him. He's adorable.
Nobody said that. Oh,
sorry. I guess so. No, I didn't see that one. Yeah, more about the Panthers potentially blowing a lead, and that one sucks. Yeah, more Boston fans must love this. Do they not realize them mad about it is exactly what Celtics fans want to see? It's oh so beautiful. They're drinking your tears right now, dude.
Good. I'm glad I could quench them.
Hey, you know what's hilarious? This is the direct opposite of when the Heat beat Boston. Because you were reading there.
I know. It's like I get to be the hydration for their want of tears.
I would rather not have to eat your strays, right?
That's too bad. You're alone for the ride.
I know I am.
Oh, no.
What's that?
Someone says that you're wannabe New York radio. You just can't handle any trash talk. New York. Who wants to be?
Minus one.
Who wants to be New York
Nobody
radio?
Wants to be minus. I mean,
minus one.
Stupid.
Silly Sauce says, are these YouTube comments? This is on NBA Reddit.
Yes, this is NBA
Reddit. Lowest of low.
But
I was alerted to this yesterday that we were on the front of NBA Reddit, which I know is a very popular page, which meant that we were getting lit up.
And you know what? It's only a 4:25 clip.
Mm.
This NBA Reddit, by the way, 12 million members. So
wow,
quite a bit of people talking about old Tobes.
Idiots. All right, we'll take a quick break. Leroy's Game Balls and Game Bums are next. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. All right, so we got an announcement from Paul Maurice, Morning Skate. Nick Cousins, you're out of there, dude. Bench for tonight. They're bringing Kyle Okposo back into the lineup. Please don't get any more penalties, dude. We need the vet presence. I appreciate Kyle. He's been around for a while. But I would like him to, you know, stay out of the box. But you know what? They've had more success with him than they have Cousins. So let's get out of keeping Lamborghini in there.
Yeah.
Nervous.
We got this.
Need this out. Can we just fast forward already? Yeah. Can we just get 7 hours ahead of it? What do we got? Anyway, let's get to game balls and game bums, Leroy.
All right.
7 hours ahead wouldn't bring us to the top.
Get us 9 hours ahead, Frog Boy. All right. You get back from Cancun. You think you know math?
No, I'm just saying. It just, you know, that would be wrong. You know what? Game balls, game bums.
Bum, bum, bum.
This guy's a ball.
All right.
What do we got, Leroy?
So my game balls go to Scottie Scheffler. Won this weekend.
Oh, wow.
In the playoff, he's back. 6 wins this year.
Overcoming true adversity, you know, being thrown in jail. A malcontent, able to get back to the top.
6 wins this year, which is, I think, the last person to do it was Tiger.
Impressive.
Also, Amy Yang, so another golfer, female golfer, after 17 years on tour, she finally won her first major.
Oh, cool.
So it was really, yeah, it was really cool. And it was, wasn't even close. She blew everybody up. Like, it was 3 or 4 shot win. My game bum, I want you to listen to this. You know who Regan Smith is?
I do not.
She is a swimmer. The backstroke. She's had the world record and lost it.
Okay.
And in qualifying, she won again.
Okay.
That's great. It was awesome. She was happy. Listen to this. There's a group of swim coaches online trying to decide whether or not Regan Smith should have been disqualified for saying a bad word after breaking the world record in the 100 backstroke.
What?
What?
This is a real thing.
What did she say? Which word?
Bleep yeah.
Oh my God. God.
Get out of here.
This is a true story. Now, the guy who wrote this, Kyle Sockwell, I guess he follows the Olympics and swim or whatever, right? He posted a video of a few years ago of the men's relay team yelling, "Catch that bleeper," and nothing happened because it was, you know, the star. I forget his name.
So a coach said that to the guy?
To who?
Who said catch that bleeper?
The other three on the relay team.
Oh, okay.
You're yelling it as the guy was coming to the finish line. Nothing happened.
Is there like a code of conduct or something? Like a known thing?
I mean, dude, come on.
Well, I know there are dumb rules. Like, for example, like when a fighter wins a fight in the UFC and they jump on the cage, you're technically not allowed to do that. Like that, they could. I don't think they can. I don't know if they can fine you, but it's against the rules. I think most of the time you do get you can get fined, but right. There are certain things. So I don't know. I don't know what the swimmer's etiquette is.
So I think it's a taunting rule, but it's completely different to what this is, right? But it's crazy. He said, I actually posted a clip with the guys doing this, and they got mad at him for posting the clip. Not the guys, the swim organization. So, like, this is where we are?
That's really stupid.
This is so stupid. Like, oh my goodness. Wait a minute. ESPN has a show on where they curse all the time. Have you ever watched Pat McAfee?
Yes.
All they do is curse.
Bunch of potty mouths.
And she just said it in the pool?
She was still in the pool. She won. She looked up. Bleep yeah. Slammed the water.
See, it's not even like
the world record.
It's not even like she said it in an interview. Because, like, you know, even though.
It's like she said it towards somebody.
That's crazy.
How dare you?
What a waste of time.
Yeah, for sure.
It is.
I'm unfamiliar with swimming. Does it have those old school, you know how baseball has its old school rules? It really is. It has a culture of some sort.
It's just old, like, yeah.
That's stupid. You're swimming.
It's like, I can't, like, dude. And it's always people who don't do the sport, right?
Well, you're saying they're coaches that are out.
The coaches are trying to you know, have them pay attention to the rule. It shouldn't be a rule in the first place.
It's a dumb rule.
Right. But the fact that, wait, what coach is going to say, ooh, she said a bad word. She's got to be disqualified. Do you know how just...
Yeah, it's just lame.
I can't even think of the word. It's lame.
It's just lame.
It's lame. Like, okay, what does that have to do with her winning or losing the race?
That's what losers say.
Right, exactly.
Show some class. Shut up.
Maybe I don't want to be classy. Kind of goes back to my Tatum. Like, maybe I don't want to be classy.
Yeah,
maybe I don't want to give it up. You ever think about that?
By the
way, you guys
didn't.
You bums.
One more. Oh no.
Would be great though if we could like wipe off a Connor McDavid, goal tonight for swear words.
That'd be nice.
Really? Like, yeah. You going to be able to see that under all that celebration?
Ooh, he said a bad word.
He's not scoring tonight, though.
So, wait. Can you please pull up that picture of Dade South and Tobin?
Which one? He means, the one that he tweeted?
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to get that for you, Leroy. It's not like we can make it appear with magic.
Because it's awesome and tragic at the same time.
It's not tragic. It's not tragic. I'm going to stand up for my boy, Sergei Bobrovsky, all the way to the bitter end.
That's right.
Yes, that's right.
I don't care if Sergei Bobrovsky sits there sits there at the end of this game, like the end of training day, just getting lit up by pucks. I will be there with him by Bob's side.
Yelling at Verhaeghe.
This is your fault.
Look what you're doing to Bob.
You did this to Bob. You did this. Three goals isn't that bad. Is he the only guy that could possibly play?
Oh, no, he added to it.
Is he the only guy who could possibly play his way in and out of the Hall of Fame in the same series?
Was only part of the picture. Look at this one.
We talked about more or less how great Leroy.
You're a child.
Why does Bob look like
we can do a lot of things here, but I'll tell you one thing we're not going to do. We're not going to stop believing in Sergei Bobrovsky.
That's right.
That's my guy. And I don't know who this bum Stuart Skinner is, where all of a sudden he's turning into Igor Shesterkin, but I'm telling you right now, dude, on this show, we stand by Sergei Bobrovsky, even if it makes us look like idiots. Because the only thing I want tonight is to see that sweet Russian hoist Lord Stanley after all the things he's been through.
That'd be good.
I want it more than anything. I love Sergei Bobrovsky.
I haven't turned my back on him yet, dude.
Everybody has.
Fault.
Everybody wants to.
It's not his
fault. They don't believe in him. And meanwhile, you got old 23 out here just doing figure skating.
Okay, so
23 and me.
Poor Carter Verhaeghe, definitely the scapegoat in this one for sure.
I don't know why I got so mad at him. So many other guys aren't showing up.
Reinhardt's not showing up.
Chuck's not showing up. They're all not showing up.
I'm like, wow, you pick Carter Verhaeghe?
I'm just not used to it. He always comes through. Where's he been? He's been a ghost.
Damn you, Lusteranen.
Can you mad at Lusteranen? poor Etu.
Etu Verhaeghe?
Oh, God. Just somebody come through tonight with like a star performance. Can we have somebody just be like, hey, I got this today, boys.
Here's the problem.
Put them on my back.
There's like 9 hours.
I know.
And we're
already, we've already had 2 days.
Well, good. We didn't have 2 days together, so that was probably a good thing.
2 days.
Could you imagine this was in the middle of the week?
Oh my God. Well, that's what we got. I just want them to get this tonight. And so for everybody who's tuning in, because I feel like half the people are tuning in just to laugh at the Panthers. And I want them to just skate around with Lord Stanley with middle fingers up.
I need that, actually.
I need it.
From the Dolphins' epic collapse.
I should be more upset than you.
Why?
Oh, the bet.
I lost money.
Yeah.
You should be.
One missing you drinks us, but you know, I'm not even gonna go down that path.
Look, we all need to stop this. You see, here's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We are all attacking each other, blaming mush on mush crime.
It's true.
Because you can't explain it.
Yep.
We can't worry about that. There's only one person you should really be lashing out at right now.
Okay.
And that's Carter Verhaeghe. Okay.
Poor Carter Verhaeghe.
Dade South says that Tarasenko is gonna score. Experience. He's got a cup.
That's true.
So does Verhaeghe. No, he wasn't doing anything on that team, but he still has a cup. He's already on the cup.
Look, we had a wonderful run with the Hurricanes basketball team, right? came up short.
Yep.
Wonderful run with the Heat and the Panthers last season, came up short.
Yep.
Dolphins had a great season, couldn't win the playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
Miami Heat waited all year for them to figure it out, never came to fruition. Panthers.
Jaime Jaquez Jr. got screwed in the dunk contest.
Absolutely. It's just been one short, just coming up short moment after another.
Don't put that on me, Ricky Bobby. We can't be thinking about that.
This is why I need this, though. We need a breakthrough moment. Sexy Sauce doesn't want you to forget about the Owls.
I did.
We always forget about the Owls.
I did forget about the Owls.
Or Nova Southeastern. Don't forget about they've come through. They've won.
That is our bread and butter right there. Champions.
Division II Kings, even though I can't turn my back on my Buccaneers.
Oh, yeah.
I accidentally drove by there.
The lava. Remember when the lava lost? Ugh.
When you say drove by there, do you mean Nova or Barry?
Barry.
Oh. Yeah.
When I, on Thursday, was it Tuesday, when I left my phone.
What?
I had to turn around and come back and get my phone.
We got this, guys.
I don't know.
Chin up. We got this.
I don't know, man.
Wait.
Scared.
I don't understand. How you come Swaggy P style to every other sporting event, regardless of what, you know, the pitfalls are of your team.
Yep.
The Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
The Heat.
Mm-hmm.
You still think the Heat going to win a championship, and they've been done for 2 months.
Of course.
Right? And now we get to the Panthers, and you're curling up in a little ball with your binky?
Blow 3-0 lead, dude.
It don't matter.
You think things.
If you win, who cares?
If you haven't thought about the worst, Leroy, you're lying to yourself.
You're
lying to everybody on this show.
Here's my exact words after I dehydrated in a jacuzzi on Friday. Right? And it was this. You're either going to be happy and it didn't matter, or you're going to be part of the greatest comeback in the history of hockey. That was it.
That's what you said.
Don't think the Panthers are going to win?
Hold on. Let me just get this straight. You thought that after the game? What did you think when the first empty netter went in?
No, I was long gone before that.
What does that mean, you were long gone?
That means that...
Wait, you turned it off?
I was out of the jacuzzi.
Oh, whoa, hold on. So you didn't watch the end of the game?
No, I didn't watch the end of the game.
So you were rats off a ship?
Empty net, 2 goals down. Do the math.
No guts.
Okay. I said, I might as well go take a shower and get ready for bed. I'm just keeping it real.
So it kind of just feels like you're not really rotting or dying with the Cats.
I am.
The truth has come out.
I still to this day have no less thought that they're going to win than I did before last game. I just based on what I've seen from this team the last 2 years, right? I have no doubts. You're the ones that have doubt. You're the one that.
Well, I mean, like, it's very easy to say you have no doubts, though, when you're being a little willy nilly. You know, you go to bed, either or. Wow. You know, like, you're not living on the edge.
You got any stints?
You're not living on the edge.
Do I think the Panthers are going to win? Yes.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. All right, so we got an announcement from Paul Maurice, Morning Skate. Nick Cousins, you're out of there, dude. Bench for tonight. They're bringing Kyle Okposo back into the lineup. Please don't get any more penalties, dude.
He's a lot.
We need the vet presence. I appreciate Kyle. He's been around for a while. But I would like him to, you know, stay out of the box. But you know what? They've had more success with him than they have Cousins. So let's get out of keeping Lamborghini in there.
Yeah.
Whew. Nervous.
We got this.
Need this out. Can we just fast forward already? Yeah. Can we just get 7 hours ahead of it? What do we got? Anyway, let's get to game balls and game bums, Leroy.
All right.
7 hours ahead wouldn't bring us to the top.
Get us 9 hours ahead, Frog Boy. All right, you get back from Cancun. You think you know math?
No, I'm just saying. It just, you know, that would be wrong. You know what? Game balls, game balls.
Bum, 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 bum.
All right.
What do we got, Leroy?
So my game balls go to Scottie Scheffler. Won this weekend.
Oh, wow.
In the playoff. He's back. 6 wins this year.
Overcoming true adversity. You know, being thrown in jail. A malcontent. Able to get back to the top.
6 wins this year, which is, I think, the last person to do it was Tiger.
Impressive.
Amy Yang. So another golfer, female golfer, after 17 years on tour, she finally won her first major.
Oh, cool.
So it was really, it was really cool. And it wasn't even close. She blew everybody out. It was 3 or 4 shot win. My game bum, I want you to listen to this. You know who Regan Smith is?
I do not.
She is a swimmer. In the backstroke, she's had the world record and lost it.
Okay.
And in qualifying, she won again.
Okay.
That's great. It was awesome. She was happy. Listen to this. There's a group of swim coaches online trying to decide whether or not Regan Smith should have been disqualified for saying a bad word after breaking the world record in the 100 backstroke.
What?
What?
This is a real thing.
What did she say? Which word?
Bleep yeah.
Oh my God. God.
Get out of here.
This is a true story. Now, the guy who wrote this, Kyle Sockwell, I guess he follows the Olympics and swim or whatever, right? He posted a video of a few years ago of the men's relay team yelling, catch that bleeper. And nothing happened because it was, the star. I forget his name.
So a coach said that to the guy?
To who?
Who said catch that bleeper?
The other three on the relay team.
Oh, okay.
You're yelling it as the guy was coming to the finish line. Nothing happened.
Is there like a code of conduct or something? Like a known thing?
I mean, dude, come on.
Well, I know there are dumb rules. Like, for example, like when a fighter wins a fight in the UFC and they jump on the cage, you're technically not allowed to do that. Like that, I don't know if they can fine you, but it's against the rules. I think most of the time you do get you can get fined, but right. There are certain things. So I don't know. I don't know what the swimmer's etiquette is.
So I think it's a taunting rule, but it's completely different to what this is, right? But it's crazy. He said, I actually posted a clip with the guys doing this, and they got mad at him for posting the clip. Not the guys, the swim organization. So, this is where we are?
That's really stupid.
This is so stupid. Like, oh my goodness. Wait a minute. ESPN has a show on where they curse all the time. Have you ever watched Pat McAfee?
Yes.
All they do is curse.
Bunch of potty mouths.
And she just said it in the pool?
She was still in the pool. She won. She looked up. Bleep yeah. Slammed the water.
See, it's not even like
the world record.
It's not even like she said it in an interview, because
she said it towards somebody.
That's crazy.
How dare you?
What a waste of time.
Yeah, for sure.
It is.
I'm unfamiliar with swimming. Does it have those old school? You know how baseball has old school rules. It really is. It has a culture of some sort.
It's old. Like
That's stupid. You're swimming.
Like, I can't. Like, dude. And it's always people who don't do the sport, right?
Well, you're saying like they're coaches that are out.
The coaches are trying to you know, have them pay attention to the rule. It shouldn't be a rule in the first place.
It's a dumb rule.
Right. But the fact that, wait, what coach is going to say, ooh, she said a bad word. She's got to be disqualified. Do you know how just...
Yeah, it's just lame.
I can't even think of the word. It's lame.
It's just lame.
It's lame. Like, okay, what does that have to do with her winning or losing the race?
That's what losers say.
Right, exactly.
Show some class. Shut up.
Maybe I don't want to be classy. Yeah. Kind of goes back to my Tatum. Like, maybe I don't want to be classy. Yeah, maybe I don't want to give it up. You ever think about that?
By the way, you guys didn't.
You bums.
One more. Oh no.
Would be great though if we could like wipe off a Connor McDavid, you know, goal tonight for swear words.
That'd be nice.
Really? Like, yeah. You gonna be able to see that under all that celebration?
Ooh, he said a bad word.
He's not scoring tonight, though.
So wait, can you please pull up that picture of Dade South and Tobin?
Which one?
I think the most recent. The one that he tweeted?
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to get that for you, Leroy. It's not like we can make it appear with magic.
Because it's awesome and tragic at the same time.
It's not tragic. It's not tragic. I'm going to stand up for my boy, Sergei Bobrovsky, all the way to the bitter end.
That's right.
Yes, that's right.
I don't care if Sergei Bobrovsky sits there sits there at the end of this game, like the end of training day, just getting lit up by pucks. I will be there with him. By Bob's side.
Yelling at Verhaeghe.
This is your fault!
Look what you're doing to Bob.
You did this to Bob! You did this! 3 goals, isn't that not? Is he the only guy that could possibly play?
Oh, no, he added to it.
Is he the only guy who could possibly play his way in and out of the Hall of Fame in the same series?
That was only part of the picture. Look at this one.
We talked about more or less how great we were.
You're a child.
Just look at. Wait, why does Bob look like?
We can do a lot of things here, but I'll tell you one thing: we're not going to do. We're not going to stop believing in Sergei Bobrovsky.
That's right.
That's my guy, and I don't know who this bum Stuart Skinner is, where all of a sudden he's turning into Igor Shesterkin. But I'm telling you right now, dude, on this show, we stand by Sergei Bobrovsky, even if it makes us look like idiots. Because the only thing I want tonight is to see that sweet Russian hoist Lord Stanley after all the things he's been through.
That'd be good.
I want it more than anything. I love Sergei Bobrovsky.
I haven't turned my back on him yet, dude.
Everybody has. Everybody wants to.
It's not his fault.
They don't believe in him. And meanwhile, you got old 23 out here just doing figure skating.
Okay, so
23 and me.
Poor Carter Verhaeghe, definitely the scapegoat in this one for sure.
I don't know why I got so mad at him. So many other guys aren't showing up. Reinhardt's
so many other guys. Like,
Chuck's not showing up. They're all not showing up.
I'm like, wow, you picked Carter Verhaeghe?
I'm just not used to it. He always comes through. Where's he been? He's been a ghost.
Damn you, Luster Amen.
Can you imagine Lusterainen? poor Etu.
Etu Verhaeghe.
Just want somebody. Can just somebody come through tonight with like a star performance? Can we have somebody just be like, hey, I got this today, boys.
Here's the problem.
Put them on my back.
There's like 9 hours.
I know.
And
we've already had 2 days.
Well, good. We didn't have 2 days together, so that was probably a good thing.
2 days.
Could you imagine this was in the middle of the week?
Oh my goodness. God. Well, that's what we got. I just want them to get this tonight. And so for everybody who's tuning in, because I feel like half the people are tuning in just to laugh at the Panthers. And I want them to just skate around with Lord Stanley with middle fingers up.
I need that, actually.
I need it.
From the Dolphins' epic collapse.
I should be more upset than you.
Why?
Oh, the bet.
Oh, what's money?
Yeah.
You should be.
One may say you jinxed us, but you know, I'm not even going to go down
Look,
that path.
Look, we all need to stop this. You see, here's what we're doing. We are all attacking each other, blaming mush on mush crime.
It's true.
Because you can't explain it.
Yep.
We can't worry about that. There's only one person you should really be lashing out at right now.
Okay.
And that's Gardner Verhaeghe.
Poor Gardner.
Dade South says that Tarasenko is going to score. Experience. He's got a cup.
That's true.
So does Verhaeghe. No, he wasn't doing anything on that team, but he still has a cup. He's already on the cup.
Look, we had a wonderful run with the Hurricanes basketball team, right? Came up short.
Yep.
Wonderful run with the Heat and the Panthers last season. Came up short.
Yep.
Dolphins had a great season. Couldn't win the playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
Miami Heat waited all year for them to figure it out. Never came to fruition. Panthers.
Jaime Jaquez Jr. got screwed in the dunk contest.
Absolutely. It's just been one short, just coming up short moment after another.
Don't put that on me, Ricky Bobby. We can't be thinking about that.
This is why I need this, though. We need a breakthrough moment. Sexy Sauce doesn't want you to forget about the Owls.
I did.
We always forget about the Owls.
I did forget about the Owls.
Or Nova Southeastern. Don't forget about them. They've come through. They've won.
That is our bread and butter right there. Champions.
Division II Kings, even though I can't turn my back on my Buccaneers.
Oh, yeah.
I accidentally drove by there.
The lava. Remember when the lava lost? Ugh.
When you say drove by there, do you mean Nova or Barry?
Barry.
Oh. Yeah.
When I on Thursday was a Tuesday when I left my phone.
What?
I had to turn around and come back and get my phone.
We got this, guys.
I don't know.
Chin up. We got this.
I don't know, man.
Wait.
Scared.
I don't understand. How you come Swaggy P style to every other sporting event, regardless of what, you know, the pitfalls are of your team.
Yep.
The Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
The Heat.
Mm-hmm.
You still think the Heat going to win a championship, and they've been done for 2 months.
Of course.
Right? And now we get to the Panthers, and you're curling up in a little ball with your binky?
Blow a 3-0 lead, dude.
It don't matter.
You think things.
If you win, who cares?
If you haven't thought about the worst, Leroy, you're lying to yourself.
And you're lying
to everybody on this show.
Here's my exact words after I dehydrated in a jacuzzi on Friday. Right? And it was this. You're either going to be happy and it didn't matter, or you're going to be part of the greatest comeback in the history of hockey. That was it.
That's what you said.
Don't think the Panthers are going to win?
Hold on. Let me just get this straight. You thought that after the game? What did you think when the first empty netter went in?
No, I was long gone before that.
What does that mean, you were long gone?
That means that...
But you turned it off?
I was out of the jacuzzi.
Oh, hold on. So you didn't watch the end of the game?
No, I didn't watch the end of the game.
So you were rats off a ship?
Empty net, 2 goals down. Do the math.
No guts.
Okay. I said I might as well go take a shower and get ready for bed. I'm just keeping it real.
So it kind of just feels like you're not really rotting or dying with the cats.
I am.
The truth has come out.
I still to this day have no less thought that they're going to win than I did before last game. I just based on what I've seen from this team the last 2 years, right? I have no doubts. You're the ones that have doubt. You're the one that.
Well, I mean, like, it's very easy to say you have no doubts, though, when you're being a little willy nilly. You know, you go to bed, either or. Wow. You know, like, you're not living on the edge.
You got any stamps?
You're not living on the edge.
Do I think the Panthers are going to win? Yes. Have I ever wavered from that?
But you had no anger watching the game on Friday night?
Yes, because I'm tired of them getting off to these slow ass starts. and then trying to play catch up against a team you can't play catch up on. So you how many games is it going to take you to figure it out? You got to match that intensity early.
You didn't,
it's not that hard.
You didn't find that. Well, apparently it is because they can't find it.
They still starting off every hockey game slow. They've been doing it all playoffs. Just the teams haven't been good enough to take advantage of it.
That's why I'm saying fight, 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 fight,
fight.
They'll be like, this is...
No shorties, no shorties, no shorties, no shorties.
But if we give up a shorty within the first 2 minutes...
I'm going to be mad.
All time to come back. 58 minutes to come back. That's probably not right.
Like, they're playing against the only team that doesn't care about going on a man down. Just like 5-on-5 for us, we score more goals this way.
Take a break. Back after this.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.